The Department of Homeland Security says it will codify new protections from deportation for workers if they witness or experience labour abuses. They can now apply for temporary protection from deportation for 2 years, a practice called deferred action. In the past, this kind of protection was only available to workers on an individual basis. DHS says they've already stopped targeting these workers during raids on businesses like meat processing plants. But our next guest says it's up to DHS to prove to workers this program is a viable option. Let's bring in Anne Garcia, attorney at the National Immigration Project. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Deepa. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Anne, I understand you've spoken to many workers afraid to report abuse at work. What kind of abuse are these workers experiencing?
Yeah, so as an immigration lawyer, I hear a lot about people not being compensated for their work. I hear about workplaces that are dangerous, about employers discriminating against a worker because of their race or gender. But it's really worker centers that are they're the first line of response for helping folks navigate labor abuses.
So, Anne, are there any particular kinds of abuses that are more frequent?
I've often heard from clients that wage theft and safety and health violations, harassment, things like that are fairly frequent. There's a survey from the National Employment Law Center that found that 76% of undocumented immigrants have worked without being paid, and 37% receive less than minimum wage. And so those are things that, as those numbers show, occur time and again. And the stakes for immigrant workers, especially those who are undocumented, are just extremely high. Prior to this process, there was really no way to ensure that employers wouldn't retaliate against them for speaking up by calling ICE. That made workplace conditions more unsafe for everyone and not just immigrants.
And so DHS now has a process to protect these workers. How does it work?
Yeah, so for this process to work, two agencies need to work together. There's the federal, state, local labor agency, which investigates and enforces labor law. And then there's the Department of Homeland Security, which enforces immigration law. The process starts either when the worker reports a workplace violation to the labor agency, or when a worker has otherwise assisted in an ongoing labor investigation. And then the worker requests a letter from the labor agency written to the Department of Homeland Security in support of deferred action. This letter actually covers all workers who were employed at the worksite. After that, eligible workers can apply for deferred action and work authorization. And after this application is filed, they'll have their fingerprints taken and they'll await a decision.
And deferred action means that they can't be deported. I wonder if you can talk about trust issues, because I imagine workers might not trust giving their info over to the Department of Homeland Security, even if they have experienced abuses and are being assured that there's some protection.
Yeah, so it's a really fair question. Immigrants frequently face exploitation and discrimination by their employers, and our government has been unwilling to protect them in the past. But workers won't be going down this path alone. There are some incredible workers' rights organizations that have made this victory possible. Organizations like Arriba Las Vegas, Arise Chicago, the SUR Legal Collaborative, Just with Justice, and others, just to name a few. This coalition will keep DHS accountable to the promise that they've made to protect immigrant workers when they speak up.
So I'm kind of wondering, and, you know, it feels like we're asking a lot of immigrants who might be, you know, just in the shadows, like afraid, living almost off the grid, if they now have to register with the Department of Homeland Security. I'm imagining things like fingerprints and all of this. That means putting themselves squarely in DHS's crosshairs. Do you feel like immigrants will do this?
It's such a good question. I mean, an immigration lawyer would really be able to tell a worker if deferred action is a good path for them to take. Applications for deferred action do, of course, carry some risks. You might be sharing information with DHS that they didn't previously have. Unless the immigrant presents a public safety or national security risk or they are committing fraud and applying for this benefit, the agency that processed the deferred action application has committed to not sharing that information with ICE, even if the application is itself denied.
I want to ask you just a final question that's on the flip side of this, because, you know, this is talking about protection for migrant workers from getting deported. But what about stopping the labor abuses altogether? What more needs to be done to make sure these workers are safe?
Certainly, Deepa. So, I mean, this is certainly a start, right? Providing temporary protection. But ultimately, these workers need a path to citizenship in the United States. That would make them safer. That would allow them to speak up without any fear of future retaliation.
Anne Garcia is an attorney at the National Immigration Project. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.